It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling, and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid, and paid well, doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman. And I have been a little bit under the weather, so we're going to try to not cough our way through this episode and have a really wonderful show. So last week, I sent out an email. If you're not on our email list, you need to get on it. Just go to innerglowcircle.com and opt into basically anything, and you will get all of our updates. If you want to opt into something amazing, I would highly recommend innerglowcircle.com/script. That's our sales call script template. And it's super helpful no matter what you're selling to be able to lead your sales calls more powerfully. And then you'll end up on our email list. So you'll get to hear all of my thoughts in writing. How exciting. But I wrote this email last week around the five non-negotiables. So these are non-negotiables daily in business that I have stuck to now for almost 10 years. And I want to preface this episode by reminding everyone that the first thing we have to remember is that our brain sometimes tries to convince us that new things are impossible things. And we do these things, or our brain tells us these messages like, I never have enough time, or I couldn't do that, or I'm not good at that, or I don't like that, so I'm not going to do it. And one of the greatest strengths, and I've shared this before, I am not more motivated than anyone listening to this podcast or anyone anywhere. I am not necessarily smarter or better or more efficient or anything. I am simply and only incredibly consistent. And people may argue that running a business is hard. They've asked me, I've been asked multiple times, do I find it hard? That must be so hard. No. Driving back and forth an hour to a job that I hated every day was hard. Being disrespected 8 to 10 hours every single day was hard. Running a business is not hard. It simply is a matter of sticking to the commitments that only you truly have to yourself. Like, that's the whole thing. We did this whole episode on discipline, I think last season, really great, potentially triggering episode, around when you start a business, you have to be disciplined to yourself, to your commitments and to your why, right? So whereas you go into a job and it's like, oh, I can do this because someone's telling me to, or I'm going to get fired if I don't, you can't, I mean, you could fire yourself in your business, but hopefully you don't. So it just requires a stronger commitment to you and following through and just simply put, doing what you tell yourself you're going to do. And people have a really hard time with that. I used to have a really hard time with that. I often credit the birth of my unplanned first son as being the only reason that I am able to do this so effectively now. When I first started my business, before I got knocked up, every day was like, what do I feel like doing? My business was so run on emotions. Like, oh, I don't feel like creating content today. I guess I won't. I don't feel like following up with leads. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm unmotivated. Everything was run on feeling and emotion. And while that got me a couple clients here and there, it didn't get me a six-figure, now seven-figure business. So we have to not negotiate with ourselves when it comes to the non-negotiables in your business. So I'm going to give you five-ish non-negotiables. These are things that you should be doing every working day in your business. Saturdays and Sundays or Fridays or whichever days you don't work, that's on you. I don't know your work schedule, but you need to have one for yourself. And I know when I was balancing business and a job, this looked a little bit different, but the days of the week in which you do them, that's not the point here. It's making these like bare minimum, I would call them, commitments to yourself that keep your business running, even and especially when you, quote unquote, don't feel like it. Okay. So number one, client outreach and follow-up. This is a daily action. I remember when I was first starting and I was had this in my calendar, I would do it for 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon, client outreach and follow-up. This can look like reaching out with to potential clients online, on social media, via email, in real life, but actually sending invitations, meaning, hey, I noticed that you follow me on Instagram and you talk a lot about XYZ. I'd love to connect with you. Like actual outreach, actual step one in relationship building. Okay. You want to be doing that every single working day. And then also once you start reaching out to people, there's a follow-up that ensues, right? If you do not know how to invite prospects to work with you, if you do not know how to reach out to potential clients, if you do not know how to follow up with them when they ghost you or ignore you or don't give you the answer that you were hoping for, I mean, the answer would probably be to get sales training and go through six-figure sales, which is probably closed by the time you listen to this episode, but we will have a wait list up. So go to innerglowcircle.com/closer. But in the meantime, you want to just be implementing that practice. Get an outreach script. If you have our script that I mentioned earlier on this, there's a lot of great language around there. We also have the Get Hired Now guide, which is innerglowcircle.com/hired. That has so many scripts in it that you like don't really even need anything else to at least get started. But this has to be a non-negotiable for you. Client outreach and follow-up, okay? Number two, content creation and sharing. You need to be sharing valuable content every single day that showcases your expertise, that resonates with your audience. You can be doing that, posting on social media, of course, email newsletter. If you are into speaking, maybe you have, you know, a place that you go or a co-working space that you, you know, share valuable things with. I don't know, that doesn't seem like enough to be a daily thing. So you have to figure out a way to share valuable content daily. Obviously, social media is probably the best and easiest way to do that. Instagram, Facebook group, TikTok, anything like that. It's got to be a daily practice. I do not work content from my schedule. I create content from inspiration. I post from strategy. So you may have, you know, one set day a week where you're creating a ton of content. Some days I'm highly organized in my different content folders on Google Drive. Other days I am recording myself talking on the voice recorder. Other days I am writing in my notes section of my phone. Other days I am repurposing old content. I really do, when it comes to new content, I create from inspiration. So sometimes this happens on a drive, it happens in the shower, it happens when I'm about to go to bed at night and I just can't sleep until I get this thought or this content, if you will, off my chest. But you want to be creating and sharing content on a daily basis. Some days I am completely uninspired. I'm human. So are you, probably. Or we're all aliens and we're just confused. But some days I'm not feeling inspired to create new content. That is where having, you know, a content bank, or say you were super inspired on Monday and by Wednesday, shit just wasn't the same. But now you have a ton of stuff already ready to share. But it's got to go out on a daily basis. Okay, don't let a day go by. And I'm not talking about weekends necessarily, but it's also not that hard to post on the weekends. Like if you have your content created, get it out there. There's no amount of marketing that's too much. And I think we always have to remember that it's just no amount, especially nowadays on social media. The more you do, as long as it's valuable, of course, and meaningful, the better. Number three, networking and relationship building. This is something that is also in my daily, I do this daily, connect with someone else in the industry. meaning set up a meeting with someone who could potentially be a great collaborator for you. Do a collaboration live on social media. Dedicate time to actually connect with colleagues and peers. If you're in IGC, this happens often in the circle, which is our community of our, you know, coaches and female entrepreneurs. That's a great place to network and build relationships. Even just committing to, you know, connecting over coffee or virtual coffee once or twice a week with someone new, that's a great way to, you know, continue to build those relationships, potentially get referrals, and ultimately just to keep you connected. There's nothing worse than feeling alone in your business and deprived of connection. You have to go out there and create it. I'll also tell you that I join a lot of other people's online events or masterminds or groups. Like I'm in Elena Cardone's 10X Women's group. I attend a local every other week mastermind with other female entrepreneurs. If someone I know is hosting a free class or masterclass or live event around anything that I'm interested in, I make sure I go. And I don't just go for the information, but I go to connect and meet other people in those spaces. We want people to come to our stuff. We want people to connect with us. But are we putting out that same vibe? Are we creating as many connections as we want to be created with us? That's what you need to think about when it comes to networking and relationship building. And I also promise it's going to bring back that like joie de vivre. Is that how you say it? It's going to bring back the spark and it's going to make your life a little bit more fun. And that's just a rule of business. Like we didn't quit our jobs to be bored or unhappy in our business. All right. Number four, self-improvement and any type of professional development or learning. There is not a day that goes by that I don't at least read a little bit from a book. Professional development and learning is not only going to like make you better at what you do, but it's also going to inspire you. You can get so many ideas for content or for business growth or even just for personal growth from engaging in these types of things. I love the Masterclass website. I've taken a bunch of those. I am in a training now. I read every day. These are just, again, things that up-level you to in your professionalism and in your overall expertise. Another way to do this, especially as a service provider or a coach, is to actually be practicing those skills. So obviously, if you're working with clients, that's great. And also, you can be connecting with peers in the space and trading services if you want to, or you know, getting feedback. Like one of the things that I love about six-figure sales is that we review a lot of sales calls. So we're actually, you know, able to learn and grow from actual experience. So sometimes it's really just getting yourself in some type of practice to enhance your skills. Okay. So don't be afraid to sign up for that next course. It's going to fuel you and move you forward and keep you in that professional level. Like one of the things that I've noticed a lot is people get really excited to start a business and to make six or seven figures or 10K a month or whatever those goals are that you have, but they don't show up to their business like the woman who makes that kind of money. And that's often the disconnect. That's like why things aren't happening. I am not saying that you can't get paid and paid well by having a really soft and simple and easy life. But you still have to work. You still have to show up for the company, your company, that you want to pay you. Okay? There's no secret hack here. Yes, passive income is possible. But people are lying if they say that they just like make money in a service-based business or a coaching business especially without doing anything. Like who wrote those opt-in emails? Who's managing the ads campaign? Who's posting on the social media? Maybe they're not doing every single thing, but they're managing the people that are. While passive income streams are absolutely possible, and of course, I have utilized them now for, I don't know, the beginning of my coaching business or by at least a year or two, they still require these other non-negotiables. They still require these other commitments to your craft and to your company. And number five, the one that keeps coming up. I mean, I don't know. I run these meetings in IGC with all of our team members, and it's where I meet with them and gather their goals for the next 6 months. And I think the majority, if not close to all, of the women that I've talked to have had some type of goal around time management. So do I, okay? I couldn't record this podcast yesterday because I was in complete time management breakdown. You know this is you if you have this perfect day planned out and a complete wrench gets thrown in. Yesterday, the wrench was my kid hit his head at school. I know I should have been nervous, but as a well-seasoned boy mom and having only boys in the family, I have my two boys, seven nephews, it's like, okay, but I drop what I'm doing, go pick them up from school, complete meltdown over time management. It's always something for me that seems like a work in progress. Like I might be killing it at sales, client connection, follow-up, networking, content creation. That's cool. Learning and self-improvement. That's like my hobby at this point, but time management, we are working on our relationship. We're practically in therapy for that relationship. And maybe that's true to in some capacity, but really, really prioritizing your weekly tasks. Now, depending on your life, your lifestyle, your family, all of that, you may get away with doing a monthly plan. Now, in the better part of IGC, we plan annually and quarterly and monthly and then weekly. Like it's very much broken down. But when I'm personally managing myself and my role in the company, it really works best for me to look at the month week by week. Okay, so every Monday, I look at our bigger calendar and I prioritize what needs to get done that week. So I have daily, weekly, and monthly goals that need to be met. And quite honestly, I usually spend all of Monday morning making sure that every single day of this week coming up has a clear set goal and outcome. And my time is managed well. And I just know what I'm doing each day. You can also do things like we do KPIs, which are key performance indicators, and that can help you track, you know, the goals or the results that you're getting from the work that you're doing. Google that for now, but it's a great way for you to ultimately see if the work that you're putting into your business is paying off. Another trick that I've always used when it comes to time management and prioritizing, and this started back when I was running my coaching business just by myself, I had kind of a theme for each day of the week. So Mondays was always like CEO setup day. So I worked on a lot of the planning for the week, any administrative tasks that I needed to do, anything like that. Tuesdays, I believe, were client days. So Tuesdays and Thursdays were full client days in my coaching practice. If I didn't have a client in a spot that I wanted to have a client, I would be doing client generating activities in those time blocks. But Tuesday, Thursdays were pretty client packed. Wednesdays was all about marketing and content creation. So I did a lot of that, setting it up in my content calendar, getting it ready to post, or I think I was using an automated posting system at that time, email marketing, all of that would be on Wednesdays. Like I said, Thursdays was about clients, and Fridays were my, I mean, I still call them kind of like catch up or relax days. So Fridays would kind of be an overflow day. If I was inspired, I would keep going. If not, I would make sure I had the, anything that needed to be finished up for the week done. And Fridays were also financials. So Friday would be the day that I would look over finances. That's another area of business that you actually need to have some, this would go under time management and goal setting. If you know that you need, 10 discovery calls booked each week and 5 new clients, that's something on Friday you would say, okay, I got 8 discovery calls this week and 3 new clients. Here's my income for the week, tracking all of that and keeping it really clear. That, like I said, is another one of those things that it's like we want to be making so much money in our business, but are we showing up like the person who makes that much money? People who make a lot of money know where it's coming from and know where it's going, right? They have a clear understanding of the financial picture of their company, and that is obtained by actually paying attention to it, right? So I hope this helps. So the main 5 areas that need to be non-negotiable daily practices in your business are, 1, client outreach and follow-up. This could take an hour a day, okay? Content creation and sharing could also take an hour a day. Again, you might batch create your content. That's up to you. But I would allot an hour a day for it. And mainly because it just needs, it needs to go out every day, right? But you can automate pretty much anything at this point. So that's up to you. Number three, networking and relationship building, putting an hour into that each day. And sometimes you might be like, well, I don't have an event to go to, or there's no circle open coaching call going on today, or there's no masterclass or something. Cool. But that's when you can be connecting with people and finding that, you know, filling your calendar for the following week, right? But it's that commitment to creating relationships and colleagues and community and referrals, that that's the point here, right? Like, don't work in a vacuum. Stay committed, because you also know that you want people sending, you know, potential clients your way. You want people engaging with your stuff, right? So also go out and engage with other people's things that are valuable to you and what you're creating. 1 hour a day. Self-improvement and learning, minimum 1 hour a day. I mean, it depends what you're into, but I could do that. Ugh, God, I don't know, 3-4 hours a day. Up to you. But even just a quick, you know, chapter in a book, or I would even put, you know, meditation or breath work in that type of self-improvement category, or even a workout. A workout. I mean, I did not put in this, but that's also a non-negotiable for me. It's either a workout or a walk, body movement. And then number five was time management and goal setting. That's really where you're working less in your business and on your business, right? So you're not being coach in that, or whatever your the service you provide is. That's where you're being CEO. You're looking at how the time is managed. You're looking at your company's goals. You're tracking income. You're tracking expenses. Anything like that, I would say, you know, again, some days may be heavier on this than others, but 30 minutes to an hour a day of actually looking in on how the business is doing overall is going to help you tremendously to just also stay in that energy of CEO and stay in that energy of the person who's running a, you know, full-time, high-functioning, high-income generating business, okay? I would love to know what you all might add to this list or what non-negotiables you have. Again, these five that I gave you, I think of as specific for business. There could also be personal non-negotiables. And you know this. I think that's actually super relatable. Like, I know that if I don't work out or take my walk, I don't feel as good. I know if I don't take my vitamins, I don't feel as well. I know if I don't sleep well, make my bed in the morning, get up, get dressed, like these personal non-negotiables that we have, take a shower, right? We don't feel as good. So I want you to translate that for a minute into your business. If you don't do these things in your business is not going to feel as well. You're not going to enjoy it as much, and it's not going to function in a healthy way that actually makes you as the owner happy and excited about it, right? So just like we take care of ourselves, and if you don't, then add that to some of the things you need to improve. We're all work in progress. I really do say that truly. Perfection is just not even on the table in this household. I think Katie said years ago, 80% is the new perfect, and we go with that. Although I did say that line to my new like health coach, health practitioner that I'm seeing, and she disagreed when it came to a few things. So anyway, we're not aiming for perfection. We're aiming for, as I tell my kids, getting better every day, better every day. So if you want to implement a couple of these non-negotiables next week and then add in some more, I can just promise you, you're going to avoid feast and famine. You're going to be able to create a predictable, projectionable business that allows you to sleep well at night. But you have to stay committed to the things that keep a business running, just like you have to stay committed to the things that keep you running or keep you moving forward. All right. So like I said, we're going to share this episode. If you would like to add anything to this list, disagree with me, argue with me, or agree with me, which would be great, feel free to DM us on Instagram at Inner Glow Circle. And if there's someone you know who's like, I have this business, but I don't know what to do every day, please share this episode with them. And be sure to go to interglowcircle.com/script if you want the call script, or /hired if you need some language around client outreach and follow-up, because I know that's what you all are often coming to us with questions about. So enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you next time.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting. This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do. If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next 6 figures as a certified coach.